Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 95, stopping pension contributions to save for a house. Today's question comes from Tina. She says, I'm 24 years old and I'm saving for a house. I'm currently on £35,000 a year and I'll likely continue to see a pay rise of £5,000 every 6 months as I have done for the past 12 to 18 months. I have almost £20,000 saved for my deposit, but I need much, much more. I realise that I'll need a much higher salary to afford a house in London, which will cost somewhere between £300,000 and £400,000. But I've done some calculations and estimates, and I could potentially be on £70,000 in 3 years' time if my career continues to go well. Therefore, I want to be in a position in 3 years' time to have a deposit saved up. The question, is it worth foregoing the salary sacrifice? If I don't stop contributing to my pension next tax year, I'll be paying 5% and my employer will match 3%. Do you think that I should forgo my salary sacrifice in order to save for a house? Well, that's a great question, Tina, and it's a real head-scratcher. There'll be people who very quickly fall into the opposing sides here, some that strongly argue that you'll be a fool to give up your employer match and the tax relief that comes with contributing to a pension, whereas others will be saying that you're better to get your home sorted, put a halt onto your pension now because your home is your biggest asset you can own. Personally, I don't know the answer, so let's explore a little deeper. Let's set some assumptions based on your question. So in 2016, we'll assume that you average £40,000 in your salary. In 2017, £50,000, 2018, £60,000, and in 2019, £70,000. That's your annual salary. We'll also assume that your employer match will stay at 3% if you contribute 5% for all of that time. So the figures we reach will fluctuate based on your bonus, whether you pay student loans, and many other factors. But in a very simple scenario, your pension contributions can be broken down as we have done in the show notes. Now you'll find them at moneystepper.com/question95. In summary, over the course of those 4 years, from 2016 to 2019 inclusive, Tina will contribute £11,000 into her salary. The employer will match £6,600. Meaning that £17,600 in total goes into her salary. Now, if she had taken that as a salary, her after-tax equivalent on the £11,000 would have been £7,000 in cash. This straight away brings up the most important point of this to me. By stopping your pension, over the course of those 4 years, you essentially have an extra £7,000 in your pocket. But by carrying on with your pension, you'll avoid tax of £4,000, but more importantly, you'll get £6,600 worth of free money from your employer. This is money that you simply wouldn't get if you stop your pension. However, the equation doesn't quite end there. Let's have a look at your potential house purchase. You say in your question you'll be looking for a house in the 300 to 400k range. Now, with an income of 70k, which is your estimate by the end of 2019, traditional measures of affordability tended to lend around 3 to 4 times the annual salary for a mortgage. So let's say 3.5 times on your future salary of 70k would give you a figure of 245k. If we're looking at a 75% loan to value, that gives you a property value of about 325, which is kind of in your 300 to 400 range. Now, it is at the bottom end, but it's in that range at least. Now, assuming that scenario, that means that you need a deposit of £82,000. So you said in your question you've saved up £20,000. You understood that you need to save a lot more. Well, yes, you're correct. You need to save another £62,000 in this scenario over the next 4 years. Now, there are other schemes. There's government schemes, such as the Help to Buy scheme, which means that your first-time deposit will be less. And additionally, and this is a huge variable, you need to try and calculate how much every year that owning would save you compared to renting in London. Now, with current inflated house prices and lower rental yields, that gap may not be that big, but it is big. Generally, it's cheaper to own than it is to rent. Also, if you're looking for the perfect answer and trying to work out in everything in there, you also need to factor in the benefit of leveraged capital growth once you own the property through a mortgage. In fact, there are about 1,000,001 extremely volatile factors at play here. So running through this example like this and trying to work it through has raised two key issues to me. The first is that the only definite right now is that if you don't make that contribution to your salary, that 5% contribution, you'll effectively be losing free money up to 3% of your salary. The second point is, outside of this, there's so many other variables at play. House price changes, changes in government policy, changing in mortgage lending criteria, changes in your professional and social life, a million different factors. And with this many future variables, I wouldn't try and make a decision now based on what might be happening 3 or more years down the line when it potentially comes to buying a house. Therefore, if I were you and I was in your position, I would continue making the required pension contribution to receive match funding by your company. And then beyond that, save like crazy with the remainder of your paycheck. In the future, look to take advantage of schemes like the Help to Buy, and now the Help to Buy ISA. Keep an eye on other schemes and other government changes, and keep abreast of all of the local changes in your housing market. Keep your eye on the ball, but I wouldn't save with the sole intention of looking for a specific house in 3 or 4 years. As I say, stopping your pension for the next 3 or 4 years will only give you £7,000 in your pocket. And it's costing you £6,600 in the employer contributions. Now, you've got no idea at this stage whether that £7,000 would actually make a difference to your house buying decision in 3 or 4 years. We're talking about putting £82,000 down as your deposit, so actually £7,000 in that scheme of things actually isn't that much. So my priority, after your pension contributions made, it would be to make sure you budget very tightly, get your budget completely under control, and to save like crazy whilst you continue to progress in your career, and then reevaluate your decision on whether to buy a house in a few years' time when you've got a much healthier bank balance and a pension pot sitting behind you. I hope that helps, Tina. I know a lot of the parts of that answer are that there's a lot of variables and it depends, but that's because there are a lot of variables and it depends. So I've let you know there what I personally would do in your situation. I'm sure many would disagree. If you do, I'd like you to leave comments on the show notes, moneystepper.com/question95. Let me know why you agree or disagree and we can continue the debate there. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.